U.S. military. This message is from Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC. Backed by over 20 years of experience and an A-plus rating on the BBB. For residential or commercial roofing, siding, or gutters, call today at 615-788-5031. And online at AbsoluteContractingPlus.com. Absolute Contracting Plus, LLC. Proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
George Plaster, WNSR.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
It's the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome in on a rainy Monday afternoon in Nashville, Tennessee. But congratulations to the Titans on their big come-from-behind victory in Seattle. Mike Vrabel is holding his press conference as we speak. It started about 3 minutes ago. Let's go live to it.
Did enough to probably earn some more opportunities.
What do you think the guys up front answered the challenge from last week, especially going in, losing the starter, and then, like I said, losing Saffold during the game?
Can't say enough about that group. You know, it's this that's who we are, man. They're, at the end of the game, they're picking themselves off the ground, and but they battled, they competed. They got us a couple times on some pressures on third down that we have to be better on. But they gave us a chance to win. That unit certainly gave us a chance to win, and Ty stepping in there, that's something that he's done in the past, and then Bruce stepping in there and being in there for Roger. That's kind of what we expect of them, and they did that.
Mike, a few times.
What is it that when the line is kind of patchwork like that, that Derek seems to run a little stronger, harder? Can you put your finger on anything as to why that seems to work so well?
I don't know. Maybe the guys that are in there, playing hard and trying to get some extra efforts, and I'm not sure if Derek knows the difference, but maybe it's just a good coincidence.
Guys like Michael Pruitt, Jeremy McNichols maybe give you a spark in the game. And how much does that do for a team when you've got guys, when they step in and perform like they did?
Well, we did a nice job of hitting some of those checkdowns that, when they took off and got some depth, Ryan was able to find some completions and help us out with a checkdown, whether that be Derek or Jeremy or Pruitt.
Times about how teams use speed in the slot a lot more as their slot receiver. Is that something Elijah's getting used to, you think, as well? Is that something he has to adjust to?
I mean, I think that, there's a lot of ways that you can do your job, and I think that he probably has to understand, what his skill set is and what the other player's skill set is and be able to try to disrupt them and, find different ways to cover them. And that was one of the big plays, and we couldn't get him on the ground when he did catch it down the field. That they're going to catch passes, and they're going to make some plays. We just have to be able to get him on the ground and limit the X play touchdown.
What's your opinion how the safety non-safety was ruled at the end for progress for the quarterback, and just anything on film that made you think potentially could have been called a game ender?
No, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and debate the officiating. I, they didn't see it as a safety, and apparently they saw it as in the grasps and called a sack, and that's what it was.
On that last drive, you know, I know you talked yesterday about whether you go for two or not. When do you make that call even before you guys get the ball? Do you make it during the drive, or you know, when does that decision take place?
It probably takes place, you know, well before that, you know, when we take possession and just thinking, obviously, you know, here we are, we're, you know, if we get into the drive, right, if we get a first down, you're probably in four down territory. If you don't, you're probably gonna, you know, punt and try to use, you know, three timeouts. Then once you get into the drive, it's, you know, right, we're in four down, and then, you know, knowing that, you know, how much time do they have left, and do you feel like, you know, they're going to be able to come back and attempt a field goal or kick a field goal, right? So they get down there low, and, you know, we kind of figured that we were going to kick the extra point.
I've got a question from the audience. Corey just wants to know about your team's response to adversity and just what that says about the culture.
Who's this from, Emily?
It's from Corey Curtis.
Oh, I thought you were having it from, like, an actual, like, no. Fan or somebody. Yeah, I mean, I just think that's kind of who we are, and that's something that we have to embrace. We have to be able to build on the efforts that we played with in the second half, understand what got us to that point to eliminate those. You know, our ability to take care of the football, our ability to score in the red zone, our ability to get off the field, our ability not to we have to play better in 2 minutes at the end of half. You know, let them out of bounds four times. You know, it's an inexcusable not to look over and get the call. You know, all those types of things. But the silver lining is who we want to be, and sometimes what we have been here in the past kind of came to light there in the second half. So hopefully we can build on it. It's my job to show everybody, you know, what it is that we can be in that environment. With those circumstances there in the second half.
How big is it to have a win like this where you're overcoming so much adversity early on in the season when you inevitably face some adversity down the road?
Yeah, there's always going to be adversity every week. There's going to be something that happens. There's going to be things that come up, situations that come up. You know, you want to try to be as consistent and as calm and controlled as you can be prepared for things, and then, you know, allow the players to go play. And I'm just, you know, proud of the way that they played in the second half, you know, and a lot of times in the first half. You know, for us, our ability to put a long drive together, unfortunately it ended in a field goal, but, you know, there was a lot of great things going on that long drive offensively, you know, defensively. Just have to continue to make them earn it and not hand them things, and then find a way to play better on special teams.
Your team has been pretty successful in tight games during your time here. How much of that can carry over from last year into a game like this, like part of the culture, or how much is it important to establish a win like yesterday to help it carry over into the rest of the
year? Yeah, I think you probably need them each and every year. I don't think you can go back too long, but I don't think there's much panic. I think that we controlled the situation there at the end. Being able to go in there and score, use the clock how we wanted to, have conversations about you know, not rushing, and, you know, you don't want to leave a lot of time left for some of these, you know, quarterbacks and offenses. So I thought that was handled well. I thought our players understood what we were, you know, trying to do. Little conversation there about taking the runoff or using the timeout. So felt like we all were in unison in how we, you know, communicated that situation.
Patience with the rushing game. Is that something, like, you guys discussed that throughout the week? Hey, we're going to do what we're going to do regardless. Like, how does that mindset develop?
Well, not regardless. I don't think you can ever, like, go into a game and predict how it's going to go. You have to be willing to adjust and adapt and, you know, make some changes on the sidelines in all three phases. But then there's just a sense that, you know, as long as you're in the game and you can continue to be positive with it and, hey, we're one away, or – you know, maybe, you know, there was one missed block, or there was a missed cut, or, you know, things that are close. You know, you look like when it's close, you kind of want to stick with it. And when it doesn't look like it's very positive, you kind of got to move on to something else.
With Coach Downing, he has said that, you know, he wanted to make sure that your offense is dictating what happens. Is that patience in the rushing attack, is that a part of that?
Well, it is, and it also, you know, goes to set up a lot of the stuff that we're doing. You know, I mean, we were able to convert some third downs that now got us into drives that now allowed us to hit a play pass, allowed us to hit, you know, a shot down the field. But, you know, that all is predicated on getting into the drives and trying to set some things up.
I was under that, Pete Carroll had said that they were guarding all day against letting Derrick Henry break one. When it did, from you guys' perspective, like, can you see physically on the other side how it takes the wind out of their sails when that happens?
You know, I mean, I think so. When they, you know, when Derrick's able to get to the second level and run past, you know, one of their faster players and one of their better players, you know, it got started. AJ got us into the play. You know what I mean? Blocked Adams. He's down there around the line of scrimmage and does such an excellent job. You know, we got everybody covered up. We came back. You know, Julio was able to get a block that, you know, on the backside that, you know, the play's never designed to go there. You know, just keep asking some of our better players that aren't, you know, involved with, you know, doesn't, that don't have the football in their hand to be able to help us in other ways. And they did that, you know, most of the time. And, you know, just an outstanding effort by Derrick in the run game and a lot of other people.
Improved in the passing game over your seasons, and how much does that allow you to keep him in that much more even than he had before? Well, I guess whether it's pass blocking or receiving.
Yeah, I mean, we got, you know, it was good that Derrick caught all the ones that we threw to him, and really that was, you know, allowed us to get, you know, usually a first down. You know, there, we had a lot more on the screen. You know, we got to look at it, look at our effort and look what happened there, which we will. But, you know, his ability to catch the football and get up north and south and those check down opportunities is good.
Okay, that's a little bit of Mike Vrabel's press conference live today. They decided to do 2 p.m. Don't know when they got back last night, but I know it was very late. This is a big win for this team. As bad as they had looked a week ago against Arizona, the come-from-behind gutsiness with a little bit of luck, absolutely, when you go to Seattle and you win, you have earned it. In my mind, that is one of the two or three toughest places in the league to win. I would put Arrowhead in Kansas City, Lambeau Field in Green Bay right up there, but Seattle is a noisy place. Their teams are usually pretty darn good. And oh, by the way, Russell Wilson is as good at improvising and throwing the long ball as anybody out there. So darn right, this is a terrific win for the Titans. The NFL is back. And FanDuel Sportsbook wants to get you the most out of every play. And that's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is bet a same game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. So, for instance, tonight, you got Green Bay and Detroit. Who knows what is going on in Green Bay? Some people that watched a week ago thought that team played as though they are sick and tired of the whole Aaron Rodgers drama. What I know tonight, there's a lot of pressure on him to play really well, because if he doesn't, he is going to catch it starting tomorrow. So it's a difficult play, but it'll be a fun play tonight. One of the things about FanDuel Sportsbook, easy and fast payouts. The whole thing is really easy to use. It's safe and secure, and it is America's number one sportsbook. There is no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today with promo code WNSR to also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code WNSR so they know I sent you. Just a little bit more. You must be 21 or over and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. a max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. If you got a gambling problem, call TN Redline at 800-889-9789. So, what does this do for the Titans? Well, first of all, in my mind, it sort of gets the Arizona the stench out of how bad they played at home off their record book. Because not a lot of people thought they would win in Seattle, and that includes me. So this is sort of an equalizer. They were probably going to be 1-1, but most of us thought victory against Arizona, loss at Seattle. Now it's Indy here. And Indy over the years has been a big problem for this team, and hopefully it won't be this time. Who knows what the situation is with Carson Wentz? He got hurt late in the Rams game. We'll probably find out about that as the week goes along. When we come back, we'll bring Watson Brown to our microphones for his analysis of yesterday's big win in Seattle. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
If you're tired of the same old company holiday party or would like to reward your team with a fun night out, then Strike and Spare Family Fun Center is the place to be. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center specializes in group events, no matter how big or small. So contact the locations in Tusculum, Donelson, Hermitage, Murfreesboro, or Hendersonville to reserve your event. Plus, Hendersonville and Murfreesboro offers bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. Visit them online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center, where fun is bowling.
If you have roofing, siding, or gutter needs, A&R Roofing is your one-stop solution. A&R Roofing combines the small-town values you trust with the big-league quality required to get the job done right. If you have an old roof that needs replacing or one that has storm damage, A&R Roofing can provide you with a free inspection. They specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofing, and custom copper roofing. A&R Roofing can also take care of your siding needs, whether it's vinyl siding, hardy board, or board and batten. Call Bob at A&R Roofing, 615-389-1916.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spears.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Call the George Plaster Show now at 844-5600.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've all waited for.
The mayor settles across Middle Tennessee. The pad-clad gladiators of the East Cumberland gird their loins and prepare for battle. From atop the plateau, driven by Pennington Distilling Company, comes a voice of insight. With a glass of award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskey in one hand and his Excalibur of knowledge in the other, he cuts a swath through the haze of rumor and speculation. This is Watson Brown's Titans Analysis.
Normally, I would start this out with some thoughts on how the Titans played. But Watson, first of all, nice to have you with us.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
You had a good weekend?
My gracious, two weekends in a row of watching a lot of good football. So, yeah, I'm good.
So, I want to go right to the safety that wasn't called. Now, you may tell me otherwise, and certainly as a coach, your opinion is going to weigh a lot more than mine would. That was flat out a safety.
Yeah, I think by half a yard. I felt like Russell Wilson was in the end zone a half a yard. I know the ball in his hand was. And his feet were in the end zone, but the ball was at least a half a yard behind the goal line. So, and I'm pretty sure I'm right about this. You can't challenge in overtime. It comes from the box or from the NFL.
Right.
So I did not understand why there wasn't a challenge right there. At least take a look at it and see, because game should have been over right there. And if we don't go down and kick that field goal, I think it would have been major controversial.
I was very disappointed in James Lofton's analysis of that play, because it just sounded like it came out of an NFL PR department.
Well, first of all, the Titans deserve great credit on the play. It's third and long. They run the toughest twist to block for an offensive line, the toughest. We brought five guys, which is a pressure, but they bring the guys our quarterbacks to Russell Wilson's face. They bring those two guys and pinch them inside the guard and the tackle, which it's a three-man twist, and a three-man twist, George, is really hard to pick up. And you take the third guy who was shaded opposite Russell Wilson, and he comes all the way around those two guys and then hits that gap where that defensive end was. He came completely free. Russell couldn't scramble because we'd brought the fifth guy on the outside. So he was contained, and he had nothing he could do. I mean, it was a great call, and it was executed perfectly. The toughest twist to pick up in all of football, high school, college, NFL, that twist, because three people have to pass that twist off in the offensive line. And if one of the three messes up, then somebody is completely free. So great call by the Titans. Russell then honestly made a mistake and started to scramble backwards and out instead of trying to step up. And it should have cost them the ball game, because it was a safety.
Watson, while I'm on the subject of bashing officials, which I don't do very often, did they miss the Julio Jones play?
No, I think by rule, if you don't drag your foot and then your heel hits out of bounds. He did not drag his foot. His toe came down, and his, in unison, it went to his heel. by Rue, which I don't think it ought to be that. I think if your toe hits in, that ought to do it, if the other foot is in the NFL. In college, just the one toe. But by the way the NFL rule is written, they made the call exactly right.
Okay. Watson, let's talk about something that you have harped on since we've been on the air here for the last couple of years, and that is that the Titans needed to get Derrick Henry more into the passing game. Yesterday, help me if I'm wrong, I thought that suddenly became a factor that we have not seen before.
Yeah, and it was a factor, and especially as when you play and I think that game, George, was such a confidence builder for this team. You gain confidence from knowing you can come back. You gain confidence that there's no place in the NFL you go play that you're worried about because you played in one of the toughest places there are to play. You gain confidence that you got back to your offense and Derrick Henry got going. But yes, the only negative I had offensively in the game was the call they made on 4th and 2 when we tried to throw it and we basically got sacked and he just kind of slung the ball incomplete. I thought, and Derrick Henry wasn't in the game. I do not understand NFL thought. You got 2 yards to go. They're in a soft cover 3, which they played most of the day. The linebackers are lined up at least 6 yards deep, and it's 3rd and 2. Put Derrick Henry back there and at least make them think run or pass. That was the time I would – you know where I'm talking about, down close to the goal line when we went for it and didn't make it. The only poor call I thought of the day, I would have had Derrick Henry in there, and as soft as those linebackers were, I'd have handed that ball on that zone, and he'd have easily gotten those 2 yards. So putting Derrick in, to me, in some of the passing situations, if it's 3rd down and 5 or less, I'd have him in there. And I know you got to rest him somewhere, so I know what they're doing. And if it's 3rd and long, don't have him in there. But George, the 2 long runs he made were not – the first one was not blocked well at all. There was penetration all over the place. And Derrick stops and outruns the whole defense to the corner of the end zone, goes the other way. And that last long run that basically really changed the whole game around – they were into a blitz, and it brought Adams off the corner. We nicked him, and he got by him. There is a corner sitting at the line of scrimmage free to tackle him. I mean, just right there. He hadn't gotten momentum started yet. He completely – the corner don't touch him. This big man dodges a great athlete that don't even touch him, and then he outruns a safety. That was Derrick Henry 100%. God – for gosh sakes, do not hurt Derrick Henry. He is. We're smart enough to build an offense around him, and when he's called on, he comes through.
Watson, is he quicker than we give him credit for? Because he's just a big tank, and that's what we all think. But I'm watching on that run. You know, Seattle has just gone up 30-16. The Titans take over, and boom, he's off to the races. And it hit me. I was like, he is faster than I give him credit for.
Yeah, if you watch him close, he has got really good hip movement at the line of scrimmage. And so he's got a piece that's – they're thinking he's fixing to run over you. Well, that ain't the case because he has got unbelievable hips, and he can just shift his hips a little and dodge you without even making a move. You know, some of these great – little backs, you can see the move. Derrick's, you don't see because it's below his waist. He looks very stiff in his upper body. And I think that everybody said, here he comes. The tank's going to run over me. And his hips have got a natural little shift to them when he gets close to a tackler that makes him the best back in the league. And he looks stiff running straight line, but he's fast as he can be. And you don't catch him. People don't catch the guy when he is running straight line. When he gets it going and he's in the open field, you see him and he catch him. And if they do, they're having to lunge at him. And all he does is stick that big hand down and throw him to the ground. And he never even slows down. We are so smart in building an offense around him, and as long as he can stay healthy, and that's where you got to take up for him a little bit and taking him out of games, George, because you cannot hurt this guy, and you can't wear him out to the point he does get hurt.
Yeah.
And it's 17 games, man, and he had 41, was it 41 carries or 41 touches yesterday? I'm not sure which, but 41 times. So I understand exactly what they're trying to do, but yet you get to that point where you got to win the game. To me, when you got to win the game, he's got to be in there. Seattle helped us, but that's football. Football is a game of mistakes. Football is a game of mistakes. We didn't make them. They did. I said at the half to myself, if we come out in this third quarter, because we were catching them in the second quarter till they did that where we were awful on that two-minute drive, and that's when we looked the worst of the day. But I said, if we go score the first time we get this ball in the third quarter and we hold them and they don't score, we're going to win this game. And sure enough, that's what happened. And it was great. Now, they were a really good technical team to play because they're very simple. They don't blitz very much at all. They play with a single safety 95% of the time, which means it's three deep zone or man free. NFL guys can figure that out real quick. And so we hit a bunch of square in routes and hookup routes because we knew what they're in. They're very, very simple. That helped us, I thought, with two offensive linemen out. I thought that helped us in the game, George, to play that simple of a defense. A good defense, but I'm talking technically. They're very simple to play. And honest to goodness, we flat wore them down. We had a big gain in time of possession at the first half, and that looked good to me. And then they got tired in that fourth quarter now. We just wore them down.
For the record, Derrick Henry, 35 carries, 182 yards.
And then six catches.
Yeah.
So he had 41 touches.
So, Watson, let's go to the defensive part. And this is where I'm not sure what to think. Because on one hand, I recognize Russell Wilson's brilliance. I mean, who's kidding who? This guy is as good at taking a bad play, escaping it, and then, you know, hitting you with the best long ball in the league. And I know how brilliant he is. He's got two really good receivers in Lockett and DJ Metcalf. So I'm sitting there yesterday going, okay, is it just more bad defense or is it more Seattle's really good?
I think the jury's still out. I'm not impressed yet with the coverage with the secondary. I think we've got two players that are playing really good, Byers and Fulton. Those two are playing good. I'm not sure anybody else is up to speed yet. So that concerns me. I think our front's going to be pretty good when we get – was it Jaylen Brown that was out?
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown that was out. When he gets back, I think our front six, front seven on early downs, if you want to call it, is going to be okay, George. I think we're rushing the passer a little better than last year. It's still not great, but I think we are rushing the passer a little bit better. So I think we got a chance to have a better defense everywhere, except I'm not sure about the secondary yet. And I'm just going to call it jury still out. We may be right where we were last year, but a little better in that we just got to rely on our offense to win games.
Watson, I'm going to throw something out here, and I probably got about a minute left.
Okay.
And I want to get your reaction. The NFL, it's a tough business. But listen to this. The Titans improved to 9-2 in games following double-digit losses in the Vrabel era, including nine straight wins. Is that just simply luck? Is it something about Vrabel that says we're not giving in to adversity? What is it?
That's coaching. That's the head coach. You come back from tough losses and you can either lose it, you can be under control. I'm talking about even with you and your coaches and with the players. You can go in and raise hell and point fingers, you can hug them, it could be somewhere in between. The head coach is the one that has to make that decision on how you're going to handle your team that week for the next game. And I think it's obviously that he's doing it right for us to have that many wins after tough losses.
Terry McCormick, off his deathbed, was listening in on Vrabel's press conference. He will join us after the break to give us a few of his thoughts. And most importantly, a little medical update. Because I'm keeping my fingers crossed, saying a few little prayers for him. Greek prayers do matter. And so Terry McCormick will join us right after the break. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just text radio to 64000 to start learning a new language today. That's radio to 64000. R-A-D-I-O to 64000.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554, 800-806-9554, 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
The man, the myth, the legend, the Plaz. The George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Guess what is next on the show?
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update is brought to you by Soul Tea, your all-natural, caffeine-free dietary supplement for optimal cholesterol health. Online at soultea.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-A.com. This is Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update.
Hey, Watson, even though the Titans had a big win, don't we have to act like we're concerned about his health?
Oh, absolutely, because we are.
Absolutely, we are. Terry, how are you?
I'm feeling better, on the mend.
Have you gotten a sponsor for your medical update?
I should. Maybe one of these hospitals around would be kind enough to do so.
So, I know you were listening in on this whole thing. This was a huge, I mean, we're going to look back, I think, at the end of the year and say, okay, this was a big turning point.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. When you're down 15 at the half to the Seattle Seahawks and you can come back and force overtime and figure out a way to win, that's a huge momentum-building victory for the Titans. And it kind of wipes away some of the stench of last week's game against Arizona. So I think that when you, you know, look at the totality of everything, they're kind of back to even Steven here, you know, 1-1 and got the Colts coming in this week with a chance to take control of the division.
Absolutely. Tell me about Taylor Lewan. What came up today? What do you know? What are you hearing?
Well, Mike Vrabel basically kind of keeping things under wraps. He said they're still evaluating him. They might know more a little later in the week. Sounds to me like that they're going to have to be very careful with Taylor Lewan and make sure that, you know, it's something that's not going to bother him long term. I don't believe they said if it was the same knee that he had surgery on. You almost hope it is for fear that, you know, for the hope that it just might be some scar tissue breaking loose or something like that in there that maybe is, you know, part of the problem or whatever. Not trying to diagnose it without any medical expertise or inside information on that, but it, you know, it's a situation where you feel for Taylor Lewan. You know, with the situation he's in, but you also got to tip your hat to guys like Ty Sambrio and David Quisenberry and Aaron Brewer because, you know, as little as you think about it, Derrick Henry has done some of his best work when he's run behind a patchwork offensive line for this Titans team, like he was yesterday. Second half, the whole left side of the line is, you know, manned by subs. And he runs for 147 yards on 22 carries in the second half. That's pretty impressive.
But, and I want to get Watson in the middle of this as well. Watson, Ryan Tannehill cannot continue to get pounded like this.
Oh, Lord, no. Absolutely not. And the way he doesn't is don't put him in those behind-the-chain situations as much as we have in the first game and a half. In the second half, we didn't do it as bad, and he didn't get hit the same way as bad. We've got to run our offense and be good at it. That's what we have to do, and we've got two bona fide guys to catch the ball, to catch all those inside cuts and deep balls when we get them up there tight on us. I mean, everything is where it was a year ago. If we could just get the offensive line solidified and keep getting better and better, that's my biggest concern, is solidifying that bunch to the point where every time we go in a game, we say they ain't stopping Derrick. What are they going to do? What are they going to have to with base defenses? What are they going to have to do to stop him? And so far, I don't think that's been the case. Really and truthfully, we didn't get crowded yesterday at all. But as I said in the other section, they're very simple to play technically, and so we got a lot of balls thrown in that three deep zone into spots where we knew we had openings we could get in.
Terry, there were several people who were not exactly household Eddie George kind of names that came up big yesterday. Talk to me about some of them.
Well, one of them was Mykole Pruitt, who seemed to really spark the offense, got a penalty against Jamal Adams. He's a guy that, was here the last couple of years. He left, signed with the 49ers, and then they cut him in final cuts. The Titans brought him back, and he's just one of those role players that, you know, sometimes just steps up and plays beyond his means, it seems like. Another guy that is really stepping up over on the defensive side of the ball. I think if you're a Titans fan, and I know you're, you know, the people are concerned about the secondary overall and the defense overall, but you've got to be excited about the way Christian Fulton battled against DK Metcalf yesterday. Thought he won the battle most of the time, you know, going up one-on-one against him. I think a second straight week that Fulton has had a really solid game, and he looks like he's going to be a player.
Anything else you want to leave us with?
Well, you hope that with what happened yesterday, that maybe they have solved the kicking dilemma once and for all. Bullock had a really, you know, clutch kick there at the end. I know he missed the one kick, but he was still 4 out of 5. And if you're the Titans, 4 out of 5 is not bad considering what you've been through in recent years at that position.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the least of their problems.
I think he's going to be all right.
Yeah. And I hope you're going to be all right. What? Give us some update here.
Well, you know, just feeling a little bit better. Almost overdid it this morning. Tried to do a little cardio on the elliptical and, you know, try to expand my lung capacity, and lasted about 3 minutes before I had to sit down. So still not out of the woods yet, but we're getting there.
Not a lot of lung capacity right now.
Not a lot.
Okay, we're going to work on that. Terry, you behave. Get well.
All right, thanks, George.
Terry McCormick's Daily Titans Update here on the show. So, Watson.
Yes, sir.
I got a question.
What you got?
Did you watch last night?
Yes.
That is one of the most exciting NFL games I have seen in a while.
That's two quarterbacks that played lights out, didn't they?
Man. And did there not appear to be a little bit in the fourth quarter of Lamar Jackson kind of saying, I am tired of getting my butt kicked. I'm going to take over.
Well, both of them in the fourth quarter were phenomenal. The only reason the Chiefs didn't win it is the running back fumbled the ball. I mean, Mahomes is making every play going down the field right there. Every play. And so did Jackson. I mean, it was so much fun to watch because they're so different.
Yeah.
You watch one does his thing, then you turn around and the other one's doing his thing. Both offenses are built to both guys, and it was just fun to see two guys that are paid a bunch live up to what they're paid for and play like that, man. That was a great game to watch.
Yeah. On the flip side, tonight, I got the sneaking suspicion last week that Aaron Rodgers' teammates, the way they just didn't even show up, that there is some fatigue from this whole soap opera. Are you buying that?
Yeah, I saw an article where somebody wrote that if you're talking retirement, you are retired. And he talked that so much, I'm not sure it's not rubbed off on the team. Maybe we'll see if there's a big difference tonight. If there's not tonight, look out. The Packers could be in trouble.
You know as well as I do, first of all, that storyline will dominate the game tonight.
Oh, yeah. Before it ever starts.
Yeah. I mean, you know it's going to. And I know the music's playing, so I got about 30 seconds left. Watson, do you think he comes out and kills it tonight or more of what we saw a week ago?
I think he plays much better tonight. And I think it opened his eyes. He might need to just, let's go play football. Let's be quiet a while. Let's see. I'm really anxious to see how he handles it.
I'm also interested to see what kind of crowd reaction there is.
Yeah.
Because he's been the hero who can do no wrong, but all of a sudden, there's a little something there, and I wonder how it all plays out. Anyway, I know we got to run. We've got a great stat of the day, a really good one, and that comes up next on the Plaster Radio Network.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED
is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40, but the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
Hey, this is George Plaster to talk to you about the folks at Shield Law Group. My guess is that some of you are like I have been at some point. You've got debt, and that's holding you back. Maybe you're ready to get back on the right track, buy a house, a car. In general, put bad financial decisions aside. And that's where these folks can really help you. They're local. They're accessible. When you need them, they'll be there for you. And they'll give you a free assessment. The beauty of Shield Law Group, they have a way of negotiating settlements that potentially could save you thousands of dollars and improve your credit rating. And 30 years of experience means they can probably help you. So give them a holler at 615-742-8020. That's 615-742-8020. And ask for my friend, Bill Kaloudis.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with biscuits and gravy or some pimento toast, or order a Tennessee patty melt or some chicken hash for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Your Atlanta Braves are trying to close out their fourth straight division title, but the battle for the East is always a close one.
1-1 on the way. He connects it. It's a high fly ball to deep right field, way back towards the seats, and this ball is gone!
Tonight, the Braves' West Coast trip continues with a trip to Arizona as Austin Riley and the Braves take on the Diamondbacks at Chase Field.
Coverage begins tonight at 8:25 on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to the George Plaster Show on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. And now it's time for Stat of the Day, brought to you by Jeff Holzapfel Pressure Cleaning. Yeah, I said his name correctly. I'm the voice guy. Now, here's George Plaster.
Watson, we go to Arkansas for this question.
Oh, good.
Courtesy of young Michael Sendrick, Harding University wide receiver. They won over the weekend. They're 2-1 on the year.
Good.
Trey Lance, San Francisco 49er quarterback, threw a touchdown on his first career pass attempt a week ago. He is the first quarterback to throw a touchdown on his first career pass since which quarterback?
Oh, good one. Don't know.
Well, that made two of us.
Yeah, don't know.
And
I
so,
wouldn't know where to go because there's so dadgum many good ones that come out every year. I wouldn't know where to go with that.
So I tried to think about quarterbacks who have had, really good rookie seasons. And here's the one I went with, Dan Marino. Dan Marino comes out of Pittsburgh. He's not nearly as highly drafted as his talent should have suggested. And all of a sudden, the Dolphins got him in there, and he killed it. Was that answer correct? No.
Wrong. No.
Guess who it is?
I don't know. Is it a new one? A recent one?
Fairly recent. In the last 10 years, recent. An incredibly popular player. Does the name Tim Mahomes. Tebow ring a bell?
Tim Tebow.
How about that?
That one we would have never guessed, would we? I'd have never hit that one.
While we're on that subject, could he have been a winning quarterback in the NFL?
In what Lamar Jackson is doing right now, I think so. If somebody had just said, let's do it, just like that Coach Harbaugh did, I think he would have.
So you think you could have plucked Tebow in, let's just say last night, the Florida quarterback a year out, and he could have done very similar to Lamar Jackson?
I think he would have been a good player. Does he just go completely dominate a game like Lamar Jackson? Maybe not that far. But I think they could have won running his style with him doing it, yes.
Got to be frustrating for him as he watches others get it done.
Yeah.
Okay.
They just didn't have the courage to do it when he was playing.
Hour number one is done. Watson and I will rank the SEC teams 1 through 14 after the games that took place over the weekend. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
WPD2, Franksboro. On air and online, sports radio,
WNSR, ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. All of the injuries are non-life-threatening after a shooting at Heritage High School in Newport News, Virginia today. Two students were shot. Police say one male juvenile is now in custody.
The victims and the suspect apparently knew one another. Seemed like they were having a beef of some kind, an argument. All of the injured being students.
ABC's Alex Stone. 600 Border Patrol personnel sent to Del Rio, Texas amid an escalating migrant crisis. The White House says the first of thousands of Haitian refugees there have been flown back to their homeland. On Wall Street, the Dow and NASDAQ both off more than 2%. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors in Chicago.
People are looking at it and seeing a reaction, but that's because the market has been going up for so long. So it's important to note that the market doesn't always go up. We do get these pullbacks, and we do get these periods of softening.
This is ABC News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19, and 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. Use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Some people treat investing like a game, but Marcus by Goldman Sachs approaches investing in a smart way with digitally managed portfolios that leverage Goldman Sachs strategies. So, do you want to play games or do you want your money to work smart? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Their app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlay, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get your action out of every game day. And when you win, they even get your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. Just place a bet on any game and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you do not win your first bet. Seriously, if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and be sure to sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, so they know that I sent you. Again, that promo code TAS. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code TAS.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
You are about to witness history in the making.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
What horrible, spirit-crushing thing are you going to tell me now?
Welcome back to the George Plaster Show.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600, and online at WNSR.com. And now, George Plaster.
And we welcome all of you into the 3 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. I'm going to open up the phone lines around 3:20, and I'm going to want your takes from what went on this weekend in whatever form or fashion you want to take it, whether it's high school, college, pro, whatever. I'm going to want to hear it. So we will open the phone lines around 3:20. Watson.
I'm right here, bud.
So I have on paper right here gone 1 through 14 with my SEC rankings.
Gotcha.
And for me, there are three that are pretty easy. Bama is still number one. Georgia is still number two. Vandy is number 14. Are you and I in agreement there?
Yeah, and Mississippi is climbing in my book. They just keep getting better and better. I like Ole Miss.
Did you put them third as I did?
Yes.
Okay.
But I got them up closer to one and two. It was a distant third. Now it's a closer third.
Because that Tulane team they routed has been showing some pretty good muscle.
Well, and nearly beat Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So I'm their defense is much improved, George. Much improved, and then nobody's slowing them down on offense yet. So we'll see, because they're gonna start getting into better competition. But I'm big on those three right now.
Florida opened my eyes to something better about them. I've got them at number four.
So do I. I'm with you. I just thought that they very well could have won the game. Did not understand the 2-point play and the execution of that at all. I don't know what they were even trying to do. Other than that, I think that if it had gone to overtime, I think they're going to win. When Alabama gets – when they look tired on defense, man, they get in trouble. And they got tired in the second half.
They looked worn out.
They looked worn out. And when we've seen them do that through the years in big games, they lose most of the time.
I'm going to come back to that in a few minutes. I've got A&M number five, although I'm not totally sold with this backup quarterback.
Yeah, me too. I've got them five just because they haven't lost yet. And we're dominant this week. I could drop them pretty easy because I thought the Colorado win was pretty good, and Colorado must not be very good at all. They got clobbered this weekend.
Minnesota took them behind the woodshed.
Oh, big time.
Arkansas right now, number six. And to me, this is a great accomplishment, what Sam Pittman is doing there.
After Texas coming back and bombing Rice, and I know it's Rice, but still, to come back and just dominate them like that, Arkansas's moved. They passed Kentucky with me. Yes, I got them number six, too. I'm right with you.
And I'm with you on Kentucky, number seven. Not very impressive against Chattanooga. However, it's still a win, and they're still 3-0.
Yeah.
And to be in the top half of the league right now is pretty doggone good.
Yeah, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt in that one. Everybody kind of messes up but wins. When you mess up and lose, now I drop you. But if you find a way to win it, which they did, and then they go to South Carolina this week, we're going to know a little bit more about Kentucky. But I've got them just dropped one from six to seven.
Auburn, number eight.
Yeah, well, I'm right with you. I've got Auburn eight. I thought that the only negative I got with Auburn, I saw absolutely no pass rush, and that is not an Auburn team of the past. Mm-mm. Everything else for Auburn looked pretty good. Secondary looked okay. The offense looked pretty solid to me. I'm a little worried about the pass rush and uncovered people. They got a lot to work out there. They left some uncovered guys where they just raised up and burned them with some balls. But defensive lines where it did not look like the Auburns of old to me. No pass rush whatsoever in that game.
So 9 through 14, I went in this order. LSU, Mississippi State at number 10, Missouri 11, Tennessee at number 12, South Carolina 13, Vandy 14. Tell me what you've got.
I was those four, 9, 10, 11, 12 is where I'm different than you.
Okay.
I have Mississippi State 9. I thought they were very dominant on defense in that game, even though they do quirky stuff to mess themselves up. But I think their defense is pretty dadgum good, and they're going to always score points. How much, you know, but they're going to score some points. So I got them 9, LSU 10, Tennessee 11, and Missouri 12. And I probably can't completely defend putting Tennessee 11 and Missouri 12 because the Pittsburgh goes right back and loses at home to one of the MAC schools. So that did not make that look very good for Tennessee. But we're going to know a lot more about Tennessee this week going to Florida.
Watson, I don't often get into, and in particular when I was a play-by-play announcer, I didn't do a lot of criticizing of officials. But things like not knowing whether it's third down or fourth, as took place in the Penn State game, and then, to my way of thinking, in the Memphis-Mississippi State game, the punt that ultimately Memphis State scooped, I know I called it Memphis State, a lot of habit there for me.
Yeah. Wish it still was, but
yeah,
that's another story.
When the kid picks up the ball and runs it for a touchdown, there was an official who had stopped play.
Yeah.
And yet he never stepped forward to tell his officiating crew, we cannot count this. I'm the guilty culprit. And if I'm the SEC, I suspend him.
Watch and see, because both of those were definite misses, weren't they? Definite misses. And so let's see if they do. They should. There should be consequences for major missed calls like that.
Now we've got a path on Alabama, a path to let's not just, you know, mail them the title. There's work to be done. There are holes. Watson, you said it properly earlier. When Alabama is struggling, it's because defensively they're out there too long over the years and they get worn down, and that's exactly what Florida did to them.
Yes, lucky to win, very lucky to win. I just I just believe it would have been, if Florida makes the two-point play and ties the game, I think they win the game, because I thought Alabama was out of gas. And Florida had done a better job with the Alabama offense in the second half, really the last three quarters, over the first quarter. Alabama had some things in their game plan early that all clicked. And then after you kind of get through those certain plays you know that you think are going to work, that you run, then things settled in a little bit. And Florida played with them everywhere, George, offense and defense in the game. In the second half, you couldn't tell which was the better team, in my opinion. That's just being a fair and one man's opinion, but that's the way I looked at it.
Okay, think about this. So for the first time, Bama shows a little chink in the armor. Clemson can't score. They get 14 at home against Georgia Tech. They've shown a bunch of chinks in the armor. Ohio State can't play a lick of defense. And at the moment, they wouldn't get in. Oklahoma, yeah, they're undefeated, but they don't look very impressive in doing it. They beat Nebraska over the weekend in a rivalry game, 23-16. So, Watson, help me. It seems like for the first time in a while that some others could step in.
Yeah, and the good thing about it is, George, to me, usually we know who those others are. I'm not sure I know who they are right now. I'm not sure who the others are. Like you say, I think right now Alabama, but there was even a chink in them, and Georgia look like what we thought they would. How's that, saying that? But Ohio State, no. Clemson, no. Who am I missing even in the early thoughts? Notre Dame? No.
Notre Dame, Oregon, yeah, seem
Oregon,
to be.
Yeah, Oregon right now would be. But Notre Dame, Coach, I mean, they struggled 2 weeks in a row. They weren't just dominant with Purdue and could have very easily lost to Toledo. So I don't think you can put them up there. My brother's team, which to me is dynamic on offense, just went right out the gate and lost one. Now, they might be one that just keeps hanging around and everybody forgets about them when they're going to be forgot about for a while. They might show back up because the ACC, my gracious, who's any good in the league? I mean, my brother may have the best team in the league and he's already got a loss. But I don't – Virginia can't play a lick of defense. Clemson can't score. And really nobody else. Miami has looked awful. Name another one where Pitt had a very disappointing loss. NC State lost that and did not look good on offense at Mississippi State. I don't know, George. I mean, yeah. Who's going to come out of the ACC as the champ?
Well, I know who Clemson doesn't want to face, and that's your brother.
Yeah, I'm not sure anybody wants to face his offense.
Yeah.
When they get going. And it's amazing with them. They either feast or famine. They seem to, and it was kind of a little bit last year that way. They come out and struggle early, and then it don't seem to get out of it. Or maybe real late they'll score but can't catch back up. Or they come out and just bomb you. And, I mean, they scored every time they had the ball in the second half of that game against supposed to be a good team in Virginia. Scored every time they had the ball.
Yeah.
Touchdowns, not field goals.
Right.
Touchdowns every time they had the ball. So don't forget those guys. And they're young on defense. So if they keep getting better, I'm not so sure right now from watching teams throw out losses and who's beat who. Watching teams, George, I'm not sure North Carolina's not the best in the ACC.
It's the murkiest field we've had in a while.
Yeah.
Watson, it does make me ask the question. Lane Kiffin sitting back there with a really good football team. I'm not sure how good they are on defense, but they're
a lot
considerably
better. Yeah.
So he's sitting there, and he's laying in the weeds to try to go win in Tuscaloosa in a few weeks. And if he were undefeated going into that, then you really got something to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. Let's just watch Ole Miss now. They have opened all of our eyes. That's the way I'll say it. they've opened their eyes and says, ooh, ooh, look out. Now let's see if they carry it out and if they stay up there. Because I think they're good enough to stay up there. I don't know who's going to get them. They don't play Georgia, I'm sure, right? I don't think they play
Georgia. Don't have
Georgia.
That in front of me.
I'm not sure that right now on paper, today, and that's all me and you can do right now, is today, that I see but one team that'll beat them if they stay healthy and keep getting better. George, there's nobody slowing them down on offense.
Yeah.
Nobody. I mean, I know they've not played a bunch of folks yet, but, I mean, they went on a neutral side and bombed Louisville, who came back and beat
Central Florida
and broke the quarterback's clavicle on the last play of the game, by the way, at Central Florida.
He's
gone for the year.
Here's a little thought. As Ole Miss ascends, others who have been down on Lane Kiffin are suddenly going to sit there and say, maybe he's somebody we need to talk to. Ole Miss is going to have a real struggle keeping him.
Yeah, if this keeps up, they are, and I think it's going to.
Okay, I want to open the phone lines up. I'm looking for three red-blooded Americans who really want to talk to me about something that went on over the weekend that got your attention. I know you're out there. I want to hear from you. 615-844-5600 is our number. Let me repeat that. 615-844-5600. Looking for three red-blooded Americans. I'm ready to talk some sports. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
You pledged your life to serve, to make our country stronger, safer, more free, more equal. You worked tirelessly, made sacrifices, missed first steps and birthdays, lost loved ones. At VA, we don't see the setbacks endured. We see lessons applied and passion driving you upward and forward. We don't see all the masks you wear, but we hope you can set some aside. We embrace your uniqueness and won't trivialize your past, your fears, or your hardships. We can't promise to heal all wounds or wash away all trauma, but we do see hope, a path forward, a future. We see all veterans. We see you. An opportunity to help you achieve a new mission, whatever that may be. Learn how treatment works and recovery is possible. Visit MakeTheConnection.net.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
With the weather getting warmer, I think about golf, even though my golf game isn't that great, and I want to throw an option out there that you may not have thought of in a while. Riverside Golf Links at 640 Old Hickory Boulevard. With new ownership, the golf course has improved dramatically. The greens look awesome. There are 27 holes, 9 of which are an executive course for beginners and juniors. So the other 18 holes have great bunkers, it's fun, it's relaxing. The pace of play will allow you to get 18 holes in 4 hours or less. So let me give you a couple of other particulars. A brand new grill, a stocked pro shop, and improved practice facilities. Great fun, great way to entertain yourself. Dial them up for a tee time, 847-5074, or go online, riversidegolflinks.com.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. This is the George Plaster Show. Call now, 844-5600, on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
A couple of little program notes for you. I have got a story when we get to the final countdown at the end of the show that you absolutely will not believe, but you're going to want to stick around to hear it because it will blow your mind. Okay, real quickly, Tennessee. Oh, it's a 6 o'clock game. That's why. Had a little trouble there. Tennessee is a 20.5-point dog to Florida. 6 o'clock Saturday night in Gainesville. And Vandy, if I can find it, 11 in the morning.
I think they're 34.
Yep. 34.5. Wow. Okay. We got to sell out. As soon as a line comes open, I'll let you know about it. Eric, you are the leadoff hitter. Welcome.
Hey, George. How are you doing today?
Good. Hope you're doing well.
Oh, I'm doing good, George. As always, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Hey, listen, just a couple of observations that I had from yesterday's game. I'll tell you what, if you told me they were going to be down 24-9 and the Titans were going to come back and win, I said, no way in the world that's going to happen. But that's just exactly what happened. Hey, give them credit for doing what they did.
Absolutely.
But like I said earlier, the officiating was terrible. I mean, not only the safety, but Julio Jones had a touchdown. I don't care what anybody says, that was grassy kicked up, not white lines. And also where it was like, the Titans definitely stopped the running back, I guess, for Seattle on third down, but they gave them the first down anyway, which was a terrible call. I knew they weren't going to show it on the big screen, so, you know, they hurried up, were very well, I guess, couldn't challenge, but I thought somebody would buzz down. I mean, and also we caught a break because that Taunton call was a terrible call as well, too. You know, give them credit for the way they played yesterday and hung in there yesterday. And I tell you what, too, if the kicker for Seattle doesn't miss that extra point, we're probably forced to go for two, and we might not even have overtime when we come back and win. So give the Titans credit for hanging in there. And also, can you believe the games? I mean, with the exception of the Tampa Bay-Seattle game, I cannot remember when the late games, the Sunday night game, were all good.
You Ooh, had no the kidding.
Dallas Chargers game, which Dallas won on the last play of the game, which Mike McCarthy almost screwed that with his clock management. And then you had the Arizona game, which, of course, I picked Arizona to win, which they did, but they didn't cover. They should have lost that game, and it was just wild with the announcer saying the kick was good, which it wasn't. I mean, Minnesota should have won that game, but they didn't, and that's sometimes you have to be lucky than good. And also the Sunday night game, Baltimore and Kansas City, just and I they picked that game. I picked Kansas City to win. They had it, but Baltimore, give them credit, basically put Lamar Jackson, put him on his back, and took him to victory. So I was 1-2 yesterday. But all in all, it was just a fantastic win in football. And also the Carolina Panthers proved to me something, too. I think they're for real, and they're going to be a team that I think has an X shot to make the playoffs. And also it also proves that Adam Gase is a horrible coach because Sam Darnold seems to be thriving in that situation in Carolina. Guys, y'all take care. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, we got a bunch there. Watson, what is going on that's making Sam Darnold better?
You know, I hadn't seen him yet, George. So I don't know. I'm seeing stats. I think Joe Brady is going to be the next really, really hot guy. And I don't think it'll be college, even though they'll jump at him. I think he's going to stay in the pros. But I just believe he's the next job getter out of the bunch. It just seems like whatever he touches, they're good. And but I have not seen them yet to where I could really comment on Darnold.
By the way, speaking of stats, yesterday, highest rating for a Titans game in the month of September in 10 years. Let me thank Mark Benda from News Channel 5 for passing that on to me. Wow, 29.4 rating and a 48 share. Okay, I've got a line open all of a sudden. I want a red-blooded American to jump in. 615-844-5600. Pick out something that happened over the weekend, obviously football, that you really want to yap about. Tony in Nolensville, you're up next.
Good afternoon, George. Hello, Watson.
Hey, Tony.
Guys, Watson, we talked a little bit about Austin Peay last week.
Yep.
And I went up to the game Saturday, and Watson, they got a solid football team. They won 59-35, put up almost 600 yards of total offense, 370-something yards in passing. 9 different receivers were targeted, and their quarterback today was named Offensive Player of the Week. His name's Draylon Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty explosive, and they've got a explosive offense. George, I tell you what, if you ever could get Austin Peay's head coach on as a guest, you will get one live, unbelievably high-intense coach. He is full bore.
Okay. Good suggestion. I'll do it.
And his name's Scotty Weldon, of course you know.
Yeah.
Guys, this weekend I saw some stats I could not believe. First of all, Alabama is 42-0 when scoring on the first drive since 2012.
Good Lord.
They
so 42 times.
Against, sir?
Think about that, Tony. So they are scoring a touchdown on their first drive in almost, if my almost 50% of their games. God,
42-0. They're 32. Saban's 32-0 against the East since 2012.
What does that say about the East?
Well, the other thing it says is we're never going to see anything like this again. Ever.
Oh, don't say that.
That is
don't say that. I would never say that.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you not believe that?
I would have said we never would after Coach Bryant. So
right.
I'm not going to do it again. I'm not going to do it because it proved me wrong once already.
Guys, the Titans just today made a liar out of me. I didn't think they were going to win. I thought they were going to go up there and maybe play a good game, but I did not expect them to come back with the W and the way they ended up playing and really playing in the second half with the kicking coming around. And then, of course, the Beast, he got loose. And they made a believer out of me yesterday as far as knowing that they can be a good football team. Well, George, you were right. They've still got, I think there's some suspects still on the defensive side of the ball.
Oh, yeah.
But I did not expect them to get the W, so kudos to the Titans. And one other thing, guys, I'm going to ask you a trivia question, stat of the day.
Oh, I love it.
There's only 3 players on the defensive side of the ball that have ever been named the most valuable player 3 times. Do you know the 3?
Talking about in the NFL?
In the NFL.
Okay, I'm going to start with Deacon Jones.
No, sir.
Is Lawrence Taylor in that pile?
Yes, sir. Good guess.
Well done, Watson.
Oh.
Do you think he said guess is a little shot?
No, because he knows us.
Well, that's fair.
He's a bet man. If he's a bet man, he knows not to bet on me and you. tell you that. Oh, me.
Gosh.
Dick, one of
Dick
play
Butkus.
Out here last week.
Dick Butkus.
No, I don't think it was Dick Butkus. It was J.J. Watt and Aaron Donald.
I was going to say Aaron Donald. I thought that. Yep.
So far, they're the only three players to be named defensive player, most valuable three different times.
That's pretty neat.
That's a good little stat.
Good stat, Tony.
There you go. Guys, have a good one. George, is always good talking to you. Watson, keep up the good work and keep up the good guessing. You did well.
Oh, thanks, sir.
You're on top of your game.
Tony, thanks.
See you guys.
Okay, now I got two lines open. I'm a little disappointed. I thought more of you would get in and start yapping today. We had such a crazy weekend in so many different ways. I want to know what it is you saw over the weekend that would get you to call a show, because there's a bunch. I'll throw one out there. Nobody bats an eye anymore to having an NFL kicker go out and boot a 56-yarder to win a game. 56 is like 48 when I was growing up. Nobody bats an eye to it.
May have been less than that, honestly, George. Might have been
crazy.
40. I mean, seriously, these guys' legs are unbelievable.
Oh.
They can kick it a mile.
Anyway, 615-844-5600 is our number. I'm looking for two more red-blooded Americans who want to yap. Tyron in Brentwood, you're up next.
Ah, Mr. George, Mr. Watson, such a pleasure to talk to you.
Same here.
Tyron.
I tell you what we won't see again, you know, Tom Brady. I'm telling you, my goodness, 9 touchdowns through 2 games. He's on pass. To obliterate his 2007 season, which was, by the way, 14 years ago. I mean, this guy's amazing. And I'm going to say this right now, because one team that had 20-0 aspirations, that dream fell dead last night in Baltimore, and that was my homeboy and the Chiefs. Let me put it to you like this, and I've looked at the schedule. If Tampa Bay gets out of L.A. so far this week, if they get out of L.A. with a win, and that is, to me, the game of the year in my mind. I know Brady Belichick the next week, but Brady's going to destroy them. There's nothing to discuss there. This is a big boy game this week when Tom Brady and the Brooks go to L.A. If they get out of L.A. with a win this week, there will be, and you can start the watch, 20-0 watch. And if they get out of L.A., I say good night, Irene. It's going to go down, because I don't see nobody left on their schedule that's a legitimate threat to beat them other than the Rams this week if they play their game. So I'm just saying, you know, I know a lot of people would poo-poo that, but I think Brady, and I believe it all offseason, he's been eyeing 20-0. That's the one thing he didn't do. That's the one thing that got away, and Eli Manning shattered his soul 14 years ago when that happened, and I think he's been chomping at the bit to do it again. And I know he's 44, but he looks like he's 24, and he's playing like he's 24. So, George, that's what I seen that stood out. If they get out of L.A. this week, you remember Tyron from Brentwood told you, 20-0 watch, and good night, Irene. And I got to say this in closing, George. Hey, Bill Belichick, time to pay the bills in 13 days, my friend. Tom Brady's coming up to Foxborough. He's going to show the world you're the reason why he left, and he's going to show you and everybody I'm the Patriot way. It was about me, not you, old man. Take care, George. Love you, man.
Wow. Okay, Tyron.
Thanks, Tyron.
So can you imagine the level of buildup? First of all, it's on Sunday night. Not a big surprise. Brady goes back to Foxborough. Can you imagine the drama?
No, it's going to be absolutely wonderful. Can't wait. And I do. I will agree with Tyron. I think I don't know if they're going 20-0. I'm not buying it. That's hard.
That's a long season.
The NFL got a lot of good teams, but I think it's Tampa Bay, and then who? Who's going to play Tampa Bay in the Super Bowl? That's where I am. And who do you think that is? I think the Bills are better than 1-1. I'm not sure the Titans aren't better than 1-1, and I know the Chiefs are better than 1-1.
Watson, hold on a minute, though. Dallas was the better team the night Tampa won to start the season. Would you buy that?
No.
Come on, it was close.
It was close, but I wouldn't say they were the better team now. I wouldn't go there. That's just me. And I'm not saying you're totally wrong, because I think that was – they could have won the game as easy as they lost it, yes.
Okay.
And that's why I don't think they're going 20-0. I just don't think that. So you don't think it's Tampa and everybody else right now?
No, I don't think the NFL I'll be the last to go there, because the NFL is too long and it's too big a grind, and injuries can affect so much.
What if Brady got hurt?
Oh, God.
What if Derrick Henry gets hurt?
Don't even go there.
There's one. What if Patrick Mahomes gets hurt? You know? So,
yeah.
You're right. How do you predict something right now with that long a season?
Okay. I need two more red-blooded Americans to jump in. Jeff in the Murfreesboro will be the leadoff hitter. 615-844-5600. Hit the phones. We're coming back right after this.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Think you might have ED? Not sure? Well, we'd like to let you in on a little secret. ED is common. About 40% of men experience ED by age 40. But the solution is simple. Find it at 4hims.com.
I didn't have to talk to a doctor in person. There was no copay, and the medication was shipped right to my door in discreet packaging.
Hims took care of it, fast and easy. Now our love life is better than ever.
Get access to doctors online who can prescribe you FDA-approved ED medication if appropriate. The same active ingredient as name brands, but 90% cheaper. Skip the waiting rooms and pharmacy lines. Get a free medical consultation and rise to the occasion or your money back. Go to 4hims.com/joy to get your first visit free. No copay required. The only way to get this special offer is to go to 4hims.com/joy. FORHIMS.com/JOY.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee. We lock in your tuition, so you can count on fixed, affordable tuition from the moment you enroll to the day you graduate from your program. Learn more at phoenix.edu.
It's
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Follow George Plaster on Twitter at @GeorgePlasterTN. Now, back to the George Plaster Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
Here we go. Got a couple of you I'm waiting to hear from. 615-844-5600. Pick out something that happened this weekend that you really want to yap about, because, boy, there was a bunch of it out there. Jeff in Murfreesboro, what is on your mind?
How's it going, George?
Doing good. Hope you are.
Pretty good. I just want to say one thing, George. Tampa Bay don't need no Tom Brady. They got Mike Edwards in secondary. He took two passes back yesterday for touchdowns, so they don't need that quarterback. They got that secondary guy. And he passed him 10 yesterday. He just moonwalked in the end zone. Didn't make no – never mind. So they don't need Brady quarterback. They just throw some interceptions and let Mike Edwards return for touchdowns, and they're going to be fine. So I wouldn't worry about Tampa Bay too much. Number two, I listened to Bill Tennessee's game this weekend. They didn't have much of an offense. I think they probably ought to go to Cunningham, the backup guy. I don't know what Stoss is going to do about his quarterback situation. Hogan didn't play very well at all against Texas San Antonio, and they lost for two touchdowns. They play Charlotte this week. So, hopefully they get a little bit better. Kentucky struggled day one. That's all that matters. They got to go to Columbia this week, and we'll see what happens in SEC play. And final thing, George, yesterday afternoon, about 3,700 people in Memorial Coliseum watched the defending NCAA volleyball champion, Kentucky Wildcats. They got Stanford in five sets. A great volleyball match to close out non-conference play for Kentucky. They play Missouri Friday night in Memorial Coliseum. It'll be on SEC Network as Kentucky goes to their fifth straight SEC volleyball championship.
Hey, hold on a second. I got a question. What do they normally draw for a volleyball match?
They might draw, depending on who they play, they might draw 1,500 to, 5,000, 1,500, depending on who they play.
So they had 3,700.
If they play Florida, if they play Florida, they might draw 2,500, maybe 3,000 Florida. But they drew about the close 3,700 yesterday. Because they had a lot of Stanford fans there too. They played them, but they got three losses. They lost to Wisconsin, which is ranked second in the country. Louisville, which is fifth in the country right now, and Creighton, which are really good. They're always in tournament every year. They lost those three, and like I said, they start conference play Friday night against Missouri. They're going for their fifth straight SEC championship, and they lost a lot last year, but they're still trucking on with Coach Craig Skinner. Hopefully, get another SEC championship, get another battery put Memorial guys. So hang in there. Hopefully, Kentucky can get another win this weekend in Columbia. See you guys.
Okay, so Watson, on paper, they ought to win at South Carolina, but it's on paper. What do you think?
I think they'll win. I do. I think it'll be a good game. South Carolina's playing decent defense. Throw out Georgia that game, but South Carolina's playing decent defense. But I think Kentucky's the better team. So I think they'll win unless something crazy happens.
Let's go down to Columbia, where Anthony is listening on WKOM, which is 101.7 on the FM dial. Anthony, how are you?
Hey, doing good. Just a little rainy today.
A little? Hey, looks like a monsoon out there.
Hey, I just got off work, so I'm sure you guys already talked about it, but the Julio Jones touchdown, and I was for sure that was a safety at the end of the game. So just y'all's thoughts about what y'all really thought that was or not. Thanks.
Okay, Watson, good question, because we got into it at the beginning. Mm-hmm. I will go to my grave believing that it was a safety, and shame on the NFL, which has the responsibility to step in because coaches cannot challenge in overtime.
That's the way I understand
it. How in the world could the league not do that?
I have no clue. Have absolutely no clue. George, I didn't even think it was close. I thought the ball, his feet were in the end zone, I thought, and the ball was a half a yard in the end zone when he got pulled down. So I don't – they totally missed it. The other call by rule, I said. Now,
yeah,
they got to have enough to change it to be able to see his heel was in the white. The TV spots, it was hard to say that. That's why I was a little surprised that they changed it, because it just wasn't the ones we got to see, it was close. You couldn't really tell. If it's close, I don't think you change that, because they called it a completion. But if they had something, but by rule, what the rule says is if your toe comes down in and your heel then comes down in and you don't drag your toe, then you're out of bounds if the heel's out of bounds.
And the SEC had an absolutely horrific weekend of officiating.
Gracious. The Penn State deal now.
First of all, you got eight of them out there. You've got people upstairs. There's not one person awake enough to go, wait a minute.
Well, and it's all third eight, down. All eight keep that, by the way. All eight officials are keeping down and distance, are what the down is. So somebody goes with that one. You watch.
That
bet
crew
you,
gets.
Bet you by midweek, yeah, somebody goes with that one. The whole crew might go.
Well, it's
maybe
ridiculous.
The referee for sure, but the whole crew may go.
It's a tough job. I'm not going to be critical very often of pass interference and other calls, but when you can't know whether it's third or fourth down, I'm sorry. That's absurd.
Well, George, the way I look at it is through all these years, officials have been protected too much. That's the way I feel. I mean, if we coaches and players and everybody can be got on for anything, which we can, and that's part of the game, and believe me, I've had my share, officials ought to be able to be done the same way. Maybe it's all right to say coaches can't, but by golly, other people ought to be able to eat them up. And I've always said they ought to have names. I would like to have their name on the back of their jerseys. That's the way I feel about it.
A little pent-up bitterness, isn't there?
No. They're part of the
kinda
game.
Kind of sounded
a big
like
part
it.
Of the game. I'm not bitter at all. I've had my – I would say I've had a lot more against me than for me. That's the bitter statement I'll make right there.
Right.
How's that?
The old it equals out.
The equal out is –
you were going to have to be 140.
I've got to come back in another lifetime to
right.
equal out.
Bill in Hendersonville, got a couple of minutes. Welcome.
Thank you very much, George and Coach Brown. Good afternoon to both of you. You guys were talking earlier in the hour about the layout so far of the college football year. Where does the group of five, using that very broad term, stand right now? We know Boise State spit the bit over on Saturday night and lost to Oklahoma State. Coastal Carolina wasn't exactly impressive in their win at Buffalo, but kind of give me an idea where you think the group of five is sitting right now, and I'll hang up and listen to the conversation.
Sure.
Thank you.
Watson, it's sitting in Cincinnati.
BYU and Cincinnati. BYU and Cincinnati. That's
don't you think it's more Cincy?
Yeah. No, I do.
They've got one opportunity now.
They play Notre Dame in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. They've had a heck of a win at Indiana where they rallied, didn't look good in the first half, but got within 14-10 and then just boat raced.
Took over the game.
The Notre Dame game, is that in South Bend?
It's in South Bend. I can't wait. That's Cincinnati's day, and they've got another good Big Ten school, I think, to play not long after that.
So
you're going to know.
Speculate for me, because they'll get a national notice if they beat Notre Dame.
Whew, they're already, what, right now, 7?
Right. Is that enough to get them in the playoff?
Yes. If they went out and beat Notre Dame, I think they'd be in. Especially with the way it looks this year, huh? There's not going to be the dominance. Somebody will win the ACC and have losses, I think. Well, they all will. somebody's going to win the ACC with losses. So Cincinnati wins out and beats Notre Dame, they're in.
After the break, final countdown, and I have got a story you absolutely will not believe, but apparently it's true. This is the Plaster Radio Network.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over three decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget, and their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans, or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least three times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and what a weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway. Everybody talking about Kevin Harvick and Chase Elliott in the garage area arguing, but it was Kyle Larson with a checkered flag. Up next is Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We're doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/TheFinalLap every single weekday right here.
Yes, it's the final countdown. This will be the best final countdown story I have ever given you. So somebody out there who apparently remains nameless put $25 on a 16-leg NFL parlay that included Washington just simply to win outright. All of these are just to win outright. Washington took a last-second field goal against the Giants Thursday night. The Bears over Cincy, Cleveland over Houston, the Rams over Indy. That one was really hairy. Buffalo, easy win in Miami. New England, easy win over the Jets. San Fran, they won in Philly 17-11. Las Vegas Raiders, pretty big dog at Pittsburgh. Carolina, a dog against New Orleans. Denver, Arizona, Tampa, Dallas, the Titans, and Baltimore. So this guy has picked 15 just straight out, not against the spread. And now tonight, he has the Lions to win outright in Green Bay. I don't think he wins. But if he wins, Watson, do you know what his $25 will get him?
Let's hear it.
$726,000.
Golly, how do you get to the last one and you take the line?
I don't know, but I'll tell you this. If I'm that person, I'm going to put a chunk on Green Bay to try to
make it up.
Yeah, I mean, you go 15.
Is it in Green Bay? It is.
Yeah, it's at Lambeau. If you go 15-0, you got to come out with some money.
If he wins tonight, he's taking my place on Underdog Picks. We'll get this thing a little more competitive around here.
Oh, my goodness. Think about this. So he closes out. Dallas took a 56-yard field goal to win at the buzzer. The Titans, we know what kind of miracle comeback it took for them.
Yeah.
Baltimore in maybe the game of the year so far.
Yeah.
Against Kansas City, and now he's got Detroit.
I'm pulling for Detroit. I'm for this guy now. I want this guy to win this money, so go Lions.
I hope this guy is smart enough to have figured out today the way to go Green Bay for a chunk.
Yeah, then he don't lose.
Yeah, he's got to do that.
Yeah, he probably has.
Heck of a story, isn't it?
That's a heck of a story.
Yep.
I'm dumb enough to do what he did, but he's smarter than that. He figured it out.
Good luck to the Lions, I guess.
Yeah, I'm pulling for them.
Yeah. So tomorrow, busy day on the show. We may try to go down to Florida and find out, can the Gators emotionally get back up to play an arch rival in Tennessee? This is the Plaster Radio Network.